Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 3 with verses 1 through 6. Again, Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched him closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. He said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with Herodians against him to put him to death. Jesus got mad, looking around at them with anger. Jesus grieved at their hardness of heart, unwilling to save a life on the Sabbath versus kill a life for doom. Can we destroy what we create without reason? If it threatened your way of life, as Jesus did theirs, for the Jews didn't quite understand that Jesus didn't come to abolish the law, but to uphold and bring salvation, as foretold by prophets of old, where even Jesus is seen from the very beginning, a part of the Trinity that God has so designed to accomplish recovery, allowing life eternal each time. This is the soul Jesus was saving, not just his hand returned to a normal state, but his very being was finding salvation that would naturally be okay to heal no matter the day. When your sins are forgiven, you too will be healed from the anger, acrimony, and animosity of living in sin, now knowing peace forever. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richmond. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel. It's chapter 3. This is the beginning of chapter 3 with verses 1 through 6, four stanza poem, ongoing in areas. It's titled Sabbath Good Doing Lawfully. Sabbath synagogue entered Jesus again, hand withered man there. Closely Jesus watched Pharisee accusable stand. Jesus brought hand withered to stare. Sabbath good doing lawfully, asking Jesus with a grin, or evil rather than good spitefully, life destroyed or life saved from within. Silent remained they, grieving anger Jesus looked, heart's hardness dismay, hand stretched request as Jesus did pray. Restored hand immediately, Pharisees stormed completely. Herodians' counsel took hatefully, death Jesus requested resolutely. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's August 7th, 2022. I'm up this morning at 6:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing early today. We're thinking about those who are doing the good of the world over the evil. And we continue to lift up those people who are sharing the gospel in all aspects. Like our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too, as we call out to them each day. We close today at 6:09 in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen. God bless you.